There are some really dramatic stories thundering through the August night sky every year, including desperate lovers bereft of one another, the miraculous feeding of the hungry multitude, and the great mystery of transfiguration. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. In the Chinese tradition, this week marks the most romantic of the year, when every lover can chance upon his love while the waxing crescent moon sweeps over the sunset edge of the world toward the Milky Way. In Chinese lore, the bright summer stars Vega and Altair take on the roles of the weaving princess and the cowherd, who are separated by the mighty river of stars by the disapproving sky god. But once each year, they're allowed a night of bliss, on the seventh night of the seventh moon, when all the magpies of the kingdom land in the river with outspread wings, creating a bridge for the lovers to cross. You can see the constellation Cygnus flying along the Milky Way River of Stars between Vega and Altair, wings outstretched with the promise of love abundant. The seventh night this year is August 6th. Then there's the star Spica, the shaft of wheat carried in the arms of the maiden Virgo, alone on the western horizon at sunset. Spica lends itself to the Christian story of the miraculous feeding of the 5,000 with five loaves of bread and two fishes. The fishes are the constellation Pisces, which are opposite Virgo in the sky and rise up in the east later in the night, trailing Orion in their wake. Orion can be likened to the image of the Christ at Transfiguration, especially as painted by the Renaissance master Raphael 500 years ago. The Feast of Transfiguration is observed on August 6th each year, just as Orion returns to the morning sky. Truly, this is a week to know that the great stories of the world are written in the stars. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.